WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, and welcome to the Newport Music Festival's presentation here on WCRI. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director. And the past couple weeks, Pamela, we've been reviewing what was a great 2019 summer season, but now it's time to look ahead a little bit.
It is. September is upon us and is a wonderful month if you like fall and if you like birthdays. Happens to be my birthday month, so I'm very fond of September.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. A little premature, but that's okay.
Well, you'll see what it's like when you turn 30.
Thank you very much for that one, Mike. I appreciate that. And so we're going to be talking about September composers born in the month of September. And there are a lot of very well-known composers. And I'd like to start with someone who is near and dear to my heart and many of our listeners as well, Clara Schumann, wife of the famous Robert Schumann, who, but in her own right, probably one of the top three or four female composers who's most recognized in the world of classical composition. So we had a wonderful concert this summer entitled The Schumann's Love Affair. Thank you to Robert Connell and Michelle Duffy for sponsoring that concert. And it was really all about the music of both Robert and Clara and their love affair. She was a very well-known pianist at a very early age. In her teens, was already concertizing. Robert Schumann went to study with her father and fell in love with her. But because she was so young, the father forbid them to marry. They eventually eloped, got married, and had 8 children.
Wow.
What's interesting about their relationship is Robert needed a lot of quiet time to compose and did not receive a lot of money for his compositions, and so Clara supported Robert, herself, and the 8 children. She went out on concert tours. She herself was, as we said, a wonderful composer, took care of the household, and when Robert actually ended up in an insane asylum, made sure that he was cared for on all this. So this was really a superwoman of an era.
Wow.
Where, you know, women weren't really recognized for all of the things that she was doing. So people loved the concert this summer. They love her compositions. And so I thought that we'd start with Clara. She was born on September 13th in 1819, and she passed on May 20th, 1896. So we will be listening to the last movement of her piano trio, which is a very beloved piece. And this is played by the Alma Mahler Sinfonietta, and it is entitled Allegretto, which sort of means lively. So let's listen to that.
Thank you.
beautiful music. And I was thinking to myself, listening to that, that you mentioned he needed space and quiet time. And they had 8 children.
That was her responsibility.
Wow, that was amazing that she was able to handle all those things, including his sickness and so forth, and maintain and continue.
Absolutely. Just amazing. Remarkable. So we're going to go to another September baby, Antonín Dvořák, who, as you know, is one of my very favorite composers. Mm-hmm. He was born on September 8th, 1841, and passed on May 1st, 1904. Dvořák is considered the father of Czech music and maybe one of the most famous Czech composers. So this summer we played his quintet. Last summer, for the 50th, we played his quartet, and both of these pieces are based on the same theme, that very American theme. He came to America, was very impressed by the broadness of this country, you know, the opportunities, the landscape, and so he played he created these very uplifting pieces.
Yeah, like most composers, he didn't move to New York City.
He did at one point.
But I mean, where he did a lot of his writing
was out in, actually in Iowa.
Iowa.
Spillville.
Yep.
So, again, we're going to play the last movement of this quintet that's entitled Allegro Giusto, you know, really like moving forward. And again, beautiful, absolutely stunning pieces. And this quintet has 2 violas in it. So, as you know, piano quintets is usually a string quartet and piano. This has, so you have 2 violas, 2 violins, and a cello. So imagine the 2 violas in that middle voice and the cello in that lower register, how rich those inner voices can be, and I think you'll hear that immediately. So let's listen to that.
We'll do that and take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos as we talk about some of the things that might be coming up in the future.
September baby music. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we've done Clara Schumann, a female composer in Germany, and then we moved to Dvorak in, the Czech Republic, and now we're going to go to Estonia.
Okay, of course.
Okay. We have a living composer, Arvo Pärt, who has truly created his own kind of tonality and been extremely recognized all over the world. He himself is a very quiet, reclusive kind of gentleman, and yet his music has taken the classical world by storm. This summer, we played two pieces by him. This one piece that we're going to hear today is entitled Fratres, which means brothers. It was performed on our strings concert. It requires a large string ensemble and then a solo violinist and percussion. And it sounds like a rather odd combination, and yet it creates something so ethereal that what I posed as a question to our audience when I spoke to them before the concert was, is this music of the past, sort of based in that beautiful Gregorian chant? Is it a piece of the future because it has those very open chords and sounds almost surrealistic? Or is it a piece of the present that you feel like you're sitting at the edge of the ocean and watching the ocean? And I think that's something to Pärt. When you listen to this piece, he is so transformative in his writing. And so I wanted to make sure I shared this with everybody today. So we're going to listen to Fratres. And if you want to just close your eyes, I would be interested in what everybody feels when they hear this piece.
All right. Think about it. And we'll take a short break right after it and be back with more.
Thank you.
September birthdays is the kind of theme of our show tonight. I'm Mike Mano with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, and her favorite month of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've been all over Europe, and I think we need to come home to America.
Okay.
A very famous September composer, George Gershwin.
Aha.
He was born on September 26th, 1898, and lived until July 11th, 1937. As we know, George Gershwin created so many tunes that we still love today. Mm-hmm. And one of his most famous, I think most uplifting pieces, is his Rhapsody in Blue.
Absolutely.
So this summer, we did it with two pianos. So we had one pianist, the wonderful Daniel Delpino, whom many of our listeners will know, played sort of an orchestral reduction. And then we had Michael Lewin playing the solo piano part, and the two of them rocked the house. I mean, it was an immediate standing ovation. It was absolutely fabulous. So a huge thank you to Marilyn Woolahogian, who sponsored that evening, which was entitled The American Dream. So I thought we would end this evening with a very happy September piece, The Rhapsody in Blue, here played by the incredible LeBec sisters, Marielle and Katya, who have done so much duo work all over the world. So here is The Rhapsody in Blue with orchestra and the LeBec sisters.
I can't wait. We'll see you next time right here on WCRI.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.